Good morning, everybody. Welcome to St. Saviour's, Dallingstown, and it's just so great to be sharing with you. My very first sermon in 2020, I entitled Into the Unknown, and I guess I had no idea what an unknown, unprecedented, strange time we were going to be moving into. So I'm calling my sermon, again inspired by that beautiful artistic creation, Frozen 2, I'm calling this Into the Unknown again. Because this is uncharted territory. People are anxious, things are different, we're off the map here. And in Deuteronomy 31, that was the case for the children of Israel. Moses, who's now 120, says to the people of Israel, I'm getting old, I can't go in and out like I used to. I need to hand this over to a younger man. Can you imagine the super leader that led you out of Egypt and in such miraculous, wonderful ways, suddenly says, I'm going to pass this job on. So unprecedented, so scary, such a huge change. But there's a real beauty in how Moses does this. First of all, he speaks to the whole people. And then he uses the exact same words speaking to the man, a young man called Joshua, who's going to be taken over from him. He gives promises to a community, and then he gives promises to an individual. And in a sense, I'm going to say to you today that these promises are to you as an individual, but also to us as a community. And obviously, they're great words because they're so good that Moses says them twice. And what does he say? He says this. He says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. There's three things in there, I think. God is always early. God is always there. And God is always bigger than anything that we face. He's always early. Many years ago, about a decade, I think, Dutch researchers conducted an experiment in which they told one group of people that they would receive 20 strong electric shocks. But they told a second group of people that they would only receive 3 strong shocks and then 17 mild ones. But the shocks would be administered randomly. The incredible thing was that the second group, who received less strong shocks, sweated so much more and experienced faster heart rates than the other group. It was the uncertainty that caused their discomfort, not the intensity of the shocks. Uncertainty is so disorientating, isn't it? Life without Moses, so disorientating. For me, every time I lift my phone, I go to look at the BT Sports app and there's nothing to look at on it. It's disorientating. And of course, above everything, the coronavirus is disorientating both us now and our thoughts of what we might do in the next few months. But while it's disorientating for us, I promise you that it is not disorientating for God. He was here early. He was here before any of this. In fact, he made the whole place. And when he made the world, he didn't make it with viruses in it. The Bible teaches us that human beings rebelled and sin entered the story, and with it came consequences. But the amazing thing is that before everything, before creation, before Corona, God had decided on a rescue mission called the cross. Before the foundations of the world, God decided that Jesus would take all our sin and all our sickness on himself, and he died to rescue us. And Isaiah 53 says, by his stripes we are healed. It's incredible. It's like before we ever parked on the double yellow line, God paid our parking fine. Talk about provision. He is always early. He's always seen it coming. He always knew. Secondly, he's always there. Like, these children of Israel are going to have to cross a Jordan River without their super leader Moses. And back in those days, people believed in kind of territorial gods. So they would have almost believed that they would cross a river and they would face another set of gods. That they would cross this river and they would face some Canaanite gods. And it's a very primitive idea, isn't it? Or is it? I mean, now that we have crossed this river, now that our churches are closed, now that maybe some pubs and clubs are closed, maybe now that things are different, do we feel a little bit disorientated? Do we feel like, where is God in all of this? But I love what the Archbishop of Canterbury said about a year ago. He said, sometimes when we want God to airlift us out of a situation, he actually is more prone to parachuting in. In the Old Testament, one of God's names is Yahweh Shema, which means the Lord is there. And in the New Testament, Jesus is called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He is in this with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. I love what an English preacher and writer says, a guy called Sam Albury. He wrote this on Twitter this week. He says, it's such a relief that God doesn't do social distancing. It's such a relief that God doesn't do social distancing. He's there. He's with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. So he's always early and he's always there. And the final thing I want to say to you is that God is always bigger than what faces us. I remember years ago I read this and it's always stuck with me. A person said that we have two things in many of our homes that look kind of the same but do very different jobs. One is the smoke alarm and one is the thermostat. We've got the smoke alarm and the thermostat. The smoke alarm is a warning system. It tells us that something's wrong and we need to react. And the thermostat sets the temperature in our homes. One's a warning system, the other sets the temperature. And in a sense, press conferences and the news and social media are acting at the moment a bit like a smoke alarm. They're telling us that we've got to react, that we've got to not touch our faces, that we've got to wash our hands, that we, some of us certainly have to stay indoors. And it's a warning system. But folks, here's the reality. It does not have to be our thermostat. Like what God said through Moses to Joshua was that you do not need to be afraid, that you don't need to be discouraged or terrified. And why is that? Is that because he wasn't going to face anything dangerous? No, there was definitely going to be warning systems. He was going to face lots of enemies and lots of challenges. But what he was saying, let me, your God, set the temperature in your life. And that's what God wants to do for us now. Not to be irresponsible when we hear the warning signs, but to allow faith to set the temperature in our homes and in our lives. And I pray that as we have shared this act of worship this morning, that although you listen to the warning systems, that the temperature will be a temperature of faith and not fear. I love, in closing, what Corrie ten Boom says, that amazing lady from the Second World War, who survived the concentration camp. She says this: if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at God, you'll be at rest. Folks, God was here before any of this. God is there with you. And God is bigger than anything that you can possibly face. I believe this, and I pray that will be the thermostat in your house today. In Jesus' name, amen.